had a teacher back in high school that used to treat me like a dog, whistle to me, and like whenever she'd want to see my work, you know, call me up, but here boy, whistling at me.
Being Aboriginal, Yuin hip-hop artist Nookie is used to racism. These unpleasant experiences started from a young age. He believes racist attitudes towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been embedded in the Australian psyche since European settlement.
When they came and settled here, you know, like this country was founded on eugenics and genocide, you know, like to them we're lower class and all that, that's been bled down through the years, you know, like those attitudes passed down, like shit doesn't stop.
Racism is an ongoing experience for 97% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people surveyed in a Victorian study by the Lowitja Institute. It's a situation Beyond Blue is trying to address in the Invisible Discriminator campaign launched last year. Belinda Duarte was part of the advisory committee.
The Invisible Discriminator campaign is actually about elevating people's awareness of experiences that they might have been a part of or have witnessed or undertaken themselves unconsciously or consciously to recognise their own behaviours and the cost of their behaviours, not only on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but from a sense of community and community wellbeing perspective.
Belinda Duarte is a descendant of the Wadjobalak people in Victoria with Celtic and Polish origins. She works for Culture is Life, an organisation which supports Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth in suicide prevention. One of the many factors of youth suicide among Indigenous Australians is racism. She says people can sometimes unknowingly make racist remarks based on ignorance.
We have examples through the young people that we've worked with where simple experiences of being challenged around their Aboriginality and how much Aboriginal are you, anything from our justice systems to our employment places, or more recently on the sporting field or communities where there's been a number of reports of vilifications that have occurred and discrimination that's occurred.
Andrew Meehan heads ANTAR, an independent national network working in support of rights and respect for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. He agrees that the high prevalence of racism faced by First Peoples is based on the lack of knowledge from the wider society.
A lot of those experiences of racial discrimination aren't easily separated from the poor history of treatment of First Peoples throughout the 200 years of colonisation in this country. A really important thing is to ensure that people understand the true history and accept the true history of this country and the dispossession of First Peoples in order to be able to move forward, and so that First Peoples aren't racially discriminated against it at the rates that they currently are.
In 2016, State of Reconciliation in Australia report shows that only 30% of non-Indigenous Australians socialise with First Peoples, whilst one in three Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people had experienced verbal racial abuse in the 6 months before the survey. Andrew Meehan says many non-Indigenous Australians find it hard to accept the historical accounts of massacre, dispossession and stolen generations.
Those things are difficult for people to understand, and it's difficult for people to realise that their ancestors were the ones that were doing these things and implementing the sorts of programs and policies and approaches that resulted in such poor treatment at First Peoples. This country and dispossession. So I think that is a barrier for some people, but it doesn't help to sort of bury that shame or pretend that history didn't happen.
Now in his mid-20s, Nookie says racist experiences used to anger him, but nowadays he's found a way to turn that around.
Music was my way out. It was like a healing process for me, you know, like whatever emotions I felt, I put it into the microphone, you know, that's how I got rid of it.
Both Nookie and Belinda Duarte encourage people to call out against any kind of racist behaviour.
In order for people to feel safe, whether it's from a cultural or religious perspective, that these incidents need to be reported to the organisations and bodies that are responsible for providing the environment that is safe for people to be in.
And Nookie is challenging racism through his music.
Deal with it. Call it out. Say that it's wrong. The whole reason why I've done music is because, I wanted to fight it, you know, and that's my way of fighting it. You know, I challenge the stuff head on.